Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, it looks like MSNBC flat out lied, and it wasn't even one of their stories. The body cam video of the NBC producer,
right,
who was stalking the Rittenhouse jury, that guy?
Right,
allegedly, that was a traffic stop, allegedly. And NBC News would put out a statement on it saying, oh, no, that was just, he just was a traffic stop. He wasn't following anybody. No worries. We weren't, you know, trying to influence the jury into voting any particular way by, I don't know, revealing their identity to the world, which I predicted that some mainstream media outlet would do. Here's their statement at the time. Last night, a freelancer received a traffic citation. While the traffic violation took place near the jury van, the freelancer never contacted or intended to contact the jurors during deliberations and never photographed or intended to photograph them. We regret the incident. We'll fully cooperate with the authorities on any investigation. Okay. Well, turns out that wasn't true. We got the body cam from the police officer who stopped the guy. And the two things happen on that body cam. In the first one, the guy immediately turns around and says, here, call my booking producer, Irene Baya, and she'll tell you what I'm doing. And she immediately volunteers to the police officer, no, we weren't following the jury, you know, the jury bus. Well, the police officer had never told her anything about the jury bus. He'd never said it was the jury bus. So she, they'd never been told that. In other words, they're lying. They were following the jury bus. Here's two clips from that, and you can see from this, and it's also in the police report, which I read at the time, is the police officer said he was trying to photograph the jury, but he wasn't able to do it because he was stopped at the time. Here's the first part of it.
So were you following a vehicle?
I was trying to see. I was being called by New York going, maybe we need to follow, but I don't know. I was trying to.
You trying to what?
Just do what they told me to do.
So this whole idea in the statement, he just accidentally got stuck. That just happened to be a traffic stop. No, that's not what their own employee says. Okay, here is the second part of the body cam video.
No means were we trying to get in contact with any of the jury members or whoever's in the car. We just were trying to see like where key players in the trial may be at.
Again, no one had told them it was the jury bus, but she knew they were stalking the jury. Yeah. But that's not all. So the conversation goes on. It's very long. And I tried to cut it. And I was like, nah, it's like 40 seconds. She goes on to admit they have other people, quote, people positioned in different areas of the courthouse to do the same thing. So now the jury's not supposed to talk to NBC or anyone else. I mean, that could have totally upended the trial. Mm-hmm. Mistrial, whole nine yards. So that means they had more people than just this guy Morrison who got pulled over trying to do this, and they absolutely knew it was the jury, and they were absolutely targeting them. That explains why Judge Schroeder banned them all from the courthouse. This is a coordinated network effort. It wasn't just some guy who got a, you know, as they tried to claim.
Yeah.
So this is what you have to do now to protect the jury from stalking. I don't know how you have a trial in these cases. The media picks sides. I mean, we just had a statement out from Meta, as they call themselves now, formerly known as Facebook.
Yeah.
They're like Prince.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
The actor, the star formerly known as Prince, who then became Prince again. Yeah, it got very complicated, the whole, but I always liked his music. Anyway, I did. I couldn't help. He was a weirdo, but I couldn't help but tapping my toe, you know?
Brilliant.
Yeah, he was brilliant. So anyway, yeah, so there's the Rittenhouse. So there's this whole Rittenhouse thing. Now Meta's like, oh, yeah, you could write about it now. Well, I mean, when the social media giant of the country decides to go after a guy because people aren't allowed to debate that he might be innocent, and it turns out he's innocent. I mean, how do you even get justice in this country anymore? You put all this together, you've got MSNBC stalking the jury to intimidate them. I mean, all you have to do to intimidate a jury is get their picture. That's all you got to do. You don't even have to say anything. You just run with it. But that's what they do. They use the pictures to figure out who these jurors are, and they go after them. Not physically, but with, you know, journalism that potentially could meddle in the case. So anyway, you know, MSNBC is still under investigation for this by law enforcement connected with Judge Schroeder. That jury investigation is still ongoing. It's the Kenosha Police Department that is still looking into whether MSNBC violated any laws in stalking the jury the way that they did. But that's off limits. You don't do that as a reporter.
That whole NBC crowd's got a long history. I remember back in, I believe it was the 80s, when there was an investigative report they were doing on General Motors pickup trucks that had what were referred to as side saddle gas tanks. The gas tank was located on the outside of the frame rail between some sheet metal and the frame rail. And they were trying to claim that in a side collision that the gas tank would rupture and cause a fire. So they set up and tried it, and it didn't work. So what they did was they hooked it up with a special igniter that's used for little model rocket engines so that when the collision occurred, that was set off and that ignited the gasoline. And they got busted doing it. So they had completely manufactured the story.
I think it might be easier to just go ahead and create a list of stories they didn't completely manufacture.
Exactly.
Like Russian collusion.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be easier to just go ahead and retract entire years of reporting.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, than to try to go story by story. Or something. Oh, my gosh. All right, text rolling in. Tara, my daughter is a nurse at St. Francis. She did not work yesterday, so she came over to my house because she was so upset. She was rejected for the religious exemption. However, her friend was not rejected. There is another chance she can submit a second exemption by December 21st. Talk about a lawsuit coming. I would just remain calm, and these lawsuits are advancing, and I would just be, just don't push it to the absolute last minute. Do not do anything until you absolutely have to, and just try to hold on to your job is what I would tell you. I'm sorry your daughter is upset. And how on earth does HR choose between religious exemptions?
Beats the heck out of me.
How is it? Well, you know, your exemption just felt a little more godly to me, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. I mean, I don't even understand. Like, if they can make you disclose your shot status. What's to stop them going, okay, we're going to need you to fill out here how many abortions you've had, if you've ever tested positive for AIDS. Do you ever have VD of any kind? How's your tuberculosis status?
Do you wear sunscreen when you go to the beach?
Do you need Depends? That could be a problem. I mean, where does it stop?
Yeah.
I have no idea how this is constitutional, even for private companies to be doing this. I mean, I thought we had a HIPAA violation situation, but I guess we don't.
Yeah, that rule right there is one of the biggest jokes of all legislative things I have ever seen, because that is violated on a daily basis by the very people who say they enforce it.
I know. Especially since the federal government got a hold of our
medical data.
Medical data, yeah. All of which goes in the database, all of which goes to HHS. Texter writes, Texter writes, tell the nurse to come to Spartanburg Regional. They are accepting religious exemptions. Good. Texter writes, Tara, HR is not for the employees, and they are useless. Take it up with your HR department. Texter writes, Tara, so Rambo Loco, which we call my husband, knew the broke millionaire too. Almost every story started, Warren, we thought you were dead. 11 years in Southeast Asia as a civilian in Nam, training Cambodians, rebuilding the generators at the air bases and occasionally running motor pool. What a guy. Or maybe it was a different broke millionaire. He's talking about compulsive liar he knew.
Oh, okay.
Did you see Joe Did It Again?
No, but I am not surprised.
Yeah, he told the, I used to drive an 18-wheeler.
Oh, not that again.
For a living lie on Tuesday again in Minnesota.
What? Boy, I just tell you, this.
not all there, y'all. This ain't even partisan. He's not all there.
No.
So, because you remember back in July, right? This was a huge deal. And they had to go back to like 1970-something to find where Joe had one time sat in an 18-wheeler. And they're like, oh, he must have been talking about that. But listen to it closely. No, he said he drove it.
I used to drive an 18-wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish
oh,
I
yeah.
could.
That's
I
awesome.
Got to.
So the mainstream media had a Pinocchio him because they just couldn't find a way around that, right? So after all of that kerfluffle, he tells it again on Tuesday. He tells it again on Tuesday. You want to know why you're seeing this exodus from the White House? All this PR staff for him and Kamala? They can't take it.
Yeah.
They can't take it. I mean, you know me, how I have my glass of wine on Friday night and I have a glass of wine on Saturday night? Yeah. It would be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday if I worked it. And it would be more than one. You know? In fact, I'd go ahead and get, like, you know how we have that water cooler down the hall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go ahead and get, you know those yeah. wine dispensers yeah. you could put it just sideways?
Go for the box.
Yeah, I'd just go right for the box. Get rid of the water, go for the box. That's what it would take. That's what it would take. So he did it again. He's losing his mind. You know what the problem is? It's hard to be a compulsive liar if you can't remember what lies you told yeah. and what lies you got busted for telling, which seems to be where Joe is right now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The border crisis. Fox News pressing Dr. Anthony Fauci about why illegal immigrants are not subject to COVID testing after crossing the southern border. Take a listen to this.
What about people who don't take a plane and just these border crossers coming in huge numbers?
You know, that's a different issue. If somebody getting on a plane, getting checked, looking at a passport, we don't have that there. There is testing at the border under certain circumstances.
Yeah, that answer is important because the Biden administration is considering requiring all travelers entering the U.S., including citizens, to provide a negative test regardless of vaccine status within 3 days of their flight, maybe even one day.
Seriously.
What a hypocrite. Now, you put this, folks, you put this back to back with the clip we opened the show with today. Which is, Fauci asked a very important question. You have just blocked travel from African nations from which there has not been a single case of COVID. Not one. Why'd you do that? He can't explain it. Listen.
There's zero case of COVID, of Omicron case in Zimbabwe, in Namibia, in Lesotho, in Mozambique. What justify imposing a travel ban on countries that have zero case of the Omicron variant?
That's a very good question, an important question, and we did struggle with that, but we wanted to see if we could bide time temporarily. So I do hope that this gets sorted out and lifted before it has any significant impact on your country.
Yeah, we got to get going. Yeah, that was a good question. Let's move on. There's a reason none of this makes sense. Because they're not really afraid of COVID. They're not. This is a marketing campaign. Where are they going with this? Look, they told you earlier this year, ABC News reported it. I told you where they want to go. I don't say they're going to get there, but this is where they want to go. You start with the travel restrictions. You need an excuse. So there's the new variant. Start with the travel restrictions. Well, you're going to have to pass that test to come to the country. And then we get up to, I don't know, 5 Omicron cases. Well, then guess what? This is where they want to go. You have to be vaccinated to travel. And then you have to be vaccinated to come back to your own country. And then, as they told ABC News, can't cross state lines unless you're vaccinated. They still want to go. They want to do this, and they need a way to do it. I got to tell you, this Omicron variant rollout is so fake. Does it not have a feel like it was rolled out, like an advertising campaign? Yeah, we'll schedule this. We'll schedule that sucker for when they come back from Thanksgiving. We'll hit, yes, right as they come back. And we'll terrify them with it. You know what they're counting on that you don't know? They're counting on that you don't know that by December 2020, NERVTAG, which is a part of the UK federal government, had identified 20,000 COVID variants. 20,000. That was by December 2020. How many think are out there now? 50? 1,000? They're counting on that you don't know that. So all they have to say is new variant. You go, oh, no, we're going to die. And you don't need any further details, which they're not in a big hurry to give you. Yet this article was so illuminating, folks. November 29th, 2021. So this is right in the middle of this breaking, okay? This is UK Daily Mail. You can look it up yourself. I've got it. Do I have it up on Facebook? I'll put it up. Could Omicron be good news is how it starts, right? But here's the key parts. South Africa, at the time, 29th of November, so it's right in the middle of Joe Biden freaking out and Anthony Fauci freaking out. And they're going, oh, we're going to shut down the travel. And yeah, you might have to get a test to get back in your own country because that's going to have a vaccine to get in your own country, which will pave the way for you to have a vaccine passport to go anywhere. And in the middle of all that hysteria, listen to this. This is UK Daily Mail. South Africa records, and they put it in all caps, no hospital admissions or deaths from Omicron. What? Well, what makes this different from the other 19,999 variants? Why do we care? Because this is the one they've decided to market. That's why. And I'm pretty sure it's because this is a very similar strain to the one Moderna has been working on a vaccine for a year. A year ago, they announced the vaccine for the South African variant would be out in the first quarter of 2022. So this is a campaign. It's a vaccination campaign. It is a vaccine passport campaign. It is a campaign of terror in which we deny the facts. Why? And look, it even says in this article, but scientists won't know for at least 2 weeks. They won't know what? Well, they won't know if it was deadly. Why? Because no one's died. No one's even been to the hospital. Why are we doing this? Because it was scheduled. It's a campaign. That's what it is. We're going to get into a poll in a little bit, Democrats and Republicans. This is going to be interesting to see how this whole country goes, right? Basically, and I'll get into the numbers, but Democrats are absolutely terrified because they believe everything the government tells them. And Republicans are like, whatever. Talk to my hand. So that's, I don't know how we're going to do this as a country. I really don't. Not when our economy is so connected. I got some ideas on that, too. Because we're going to have to go with economic fragmentation in this country just to survive the left's delusion here. We're in the grip of a doomsday cult. They're crazy. They're absolutely nuts. Oh, we found a case of Omicron variant. Yeah, so? Did you find any of the other 19,999? No? Good, we'll get on that. By the way, if you want to read about all those variants, it's in an article by the UK Daily Mail. By the way, I went into detail in this yesterday on the Battleground podcast. You could text the keyword Battleground to 71307. The article I got that about the variants from, it's a Daily Mail article from December 21st, 2020. It's called, Is the Mutant Virus Really Out of Control? And it's a scientist explaining, there are so many of these. It's an RNA virus. It mutates constantly. And the mutants are all very similar. It is not news that a not deadly virus has come out of South Africa. That's not news. It shouldn't be at this point. Unless you want to use it for a marketing campaign for political purposes. Now watch what they're going to try to do next year. Watch this. Watch where they're going with this. Dr. Ronny Jackson nailed this. He was Barack Obama's White House physician and Trump's too, and now he's in Congress. He said this is the midterm election virus. They're going to use it to justify passing. There's a bill up there that would, and I've told you about it many times, completely wipe out any ID requirements that are state law, force mail-in balloting for everyone, no request requirements, so they're just going to mail whoever's on the voting rolls the ballot, right? While forcing states to register people using the DMV database, so that means register you regardless of status, regardless of whether you can legally vote in a federal election. So they register people illegally by force, then there's no ID requirement. Mass fraud. And then you have to suspend, according to law, almost all of the state requirements for absentee balloting, where, you know, you have to request it in writing, then they mail it to you, because it creates a chain, right? Well, they can't do that if they're going to commit mass fraud. So what do? They need to suspend that, so they just mail you the ballot. Oh, and the bill would also require them to accept ballots that come in up to 7 days after the election. So this is, it's this whole Omicron thing. That's what this is for. But you could have picked any of the variants. I mean, just pick one. And they figure you don't know that. Folks, this is not a significant variant at this time. Not based on what we know about it. It's a marketing campaign.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Texter writes, this Omicron bullcrap is all about demanding mail-in balloting in the 2020 election. Yes, that's a big part of it. And they can go two routes with this. The very first bill that Nancy Pelosi allowed to be sponsored when she took Congress back over was the Voting Rights Act, which means the right to have your vote not counted and the Democrats' right to reproduce as many votes as they need, because it does a brilliant thing. If you want to commit voter fraud, but you don't want to go to prison, you just legalize it. Or you legalize the ways to make it easier to do. And this bill does it at the federal level. We've been talking about it for a long time. It's a horror. And this, what among the things the bill does, it pretty much wipes out all ID requirements at the state level, forces states to build their voter rolls off the DMV. So everybody who shows up at the DMV and identifies themselves gets registered, even if they're not an American citizen. Ballots are then automatically mailed to everybody on the voter rolls. So they, and it largely wipes out the absentee voting process, which has a lot of safeguards in it. You've got to request the ballot in writing. You mail them that. They mail you the ballot. There's a paper trail there. And so when you do a forensic audit, because the, you know, the results don't seem copacetic, well, you've got a trail. Say, well, okay, that was a real absentee ballot. That's an actual home. It actually went there and came back. They don't. You can't mass produce ballots on a Xerox machine or the equivalent thereof if you've got to produce that chain for everyone. It's very hard to do. So that's what they're doing. That's what they want this variant for. Now, if they don't get that through the Senate, and I wouldn't bet against them because they've got Joe Manchin's one of the co-sponsors of it. But if they don't get that through the Senate, that's okay. Because what they did in state after state, in terms of how they were able to quote unquote cheat by breaking the law, they had liberal judges suspend those laws. Ah, COVID, we'll suspend the law. But wait, no, wait, the law's still on the paper. Doesn't matter, we'll suspend. Y'all, judges cannot arbitrarily suspend laws. But they did. They did it. And then in other cases, it was secretaries of states and boards of elections who were like, well, we'll just, you know, COVID. We'll just go ahead and accept ballots as they come in the mail through Friday. Didn't the election end Tuesday at 7 p.m.? Yeah, well, we'll just go ahead and accept those. But that violates the law. So what? COVID. And Donald Trump really was behind the cue ball on this. In his defense, he didn't see it coming. We'd never seen things like this. They're going to do it again. And the Republicans are in a bind here because the leadership wanted rid of Donald Trump so badly. They were like, God, voter fraud? No, they don't know voter fraud. I could read through the list for you again, state after state. It wasn't Dominion machines. They didn't need those. You've got tens of thousands of illegal immigrants voting, thousands of ghost voters, people voting in Georgia who didn't even live in the state. Well, these are the kinds of safeguards that they want to get rid of. And this variant is their key to doing it. And that's why everything about the variant doesn't make sense. And you start going through and you're like, what? Again, you got to go through to the UK Daily Mail to understand how bizarre this announcement this weekend was from them. This was the time I go into depth on it in the Battleground podcast from yesterday. Again, tens of thousands of these variants circulate at any given time, according to the UK Daily Mail. They are out there right now. Tens of thousands of them. So why are we freaking out over this one? What's different about this one? Well, they're counting on that you don't know all those variants are out there. And again, to go as hog wild as they did this weekend, Fauci and Biden, and I mean, you've got the governor of New York already declaring a state of emergency. They don't have a single case. But here's the crazy part. As this happened this weekend, again, in South Africa, the UK Daily Mail reports there had been no deaths from Omicron and no hospital admissions. Well, why are we talking about this? How's it different from any of the other 19,999 variants? It's not. It's just the one they picked to build the campaign around. Now, going forward, we may learn something else about it that would justify, but we don't know it right now. And a lot of it will be hyped and a lot of it will be fake. They'll make it up. But I just want you to remember going forward where we were when they announced this. No hospital admissions, no deaths, and they're hyping it like mad people. It's because there's a political use for it. That's why. There's no other reason to be doing this. I don't even know why we're talking about it, honestly. I resent that I have to talk about it because I'm over that. I don't know about you, but I am over this. I'm over the fake. But you know what? It still plays. And that's the crazy thing. New data from YouGov's new poll shows that 87% of U.S. adults have now heard a lot about Omicron. They know nothing because they've been lied to, but they've heard a lot. But here's the crazy part. Most Americans are concerned about the new variant, 54%, but it's Democrats who are freaked out. 4 in 5 Democrats, that's 80%, say they're very concerned. Somewhat concerned. No, say they're either very concerned or somewhat concerned. So that's 80% of Democrats. Now listen to this. Just 1/3 of Republicans are very or somewhat concerned. Because we get real news. So we're like, yeah, okay, whatever. We've been to that play before. We know how it ends. We don't trust anybody in it. So, you know, I got to tell y'all, before I went to Washington, D.C., I would not understand what was going on right now. Because you walk around here and you're like, COVID is so over. They're not getting people back in these masks again. We're not doing this. Because for us, it is. This is a red area for the most part. Like, COVID? What COVID? I've been over that for months. Go to D.C. It is a freak show. I mean, it even freaked out Crash. The two of us were the only ones walking around on the subway with no mask. Police don't care. We even went up to them and asked for directions with no mask on. They don't care. They're not freaking about this. But every person on the metro, every single one, had the mask on and not half wearing it like we do here when you have to wear it with it below your nose, uptight, and they will come up to you and self-police. They're like sheep. It was a freak show. And that's who the Democrats are aimed at. They can tell these followers anything and they'll do it and believe it. So they still have tremendous power using this virus in these blue areas. You're not seeing it here, but it's totally different everywhere else. Do you see this? Alec Baldwin says, inexplicably, he did not pull the trigger. Didn't pull it. Wasn't his fault. He was doing an interview with George Stephanopoulos about the accidental, I guess, shooting on the scene of the movie Rust. Take a listen.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So no. You never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them. Never.
What did you think happened? How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea. Someone put a live bullet in a gun. A bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
Okay. The attorney's going to have a ball with that. He did not pull... No, the gun went off. Somebody says that, you know, they're a leftist. The gun went off. You know, they're a leftist. They think guns go off. They also think SUVs go off, too. And that the black supremacists driving them have absolutely nothing to do with the 50 people the car hit. Or the terror attack that ensued, or the dead child that's dead because of that. So it's like that. It's like SUVs go off. Guns go off. He's just there. He's holding it. Goes off. All right. I'm here to tell you that doesn't happen. So the bullet got in the gun somehow. Nobody knows. And then the gun went off. In much the way SUVs go off. When liberals are driving them. And what the SUV does is embarrassing. Now, just so you know, for the record, guns never go off in the hands of Trump supporters. And their SUVs are always perfectly well-behaved and completely intentionally aimed. Just to be clear on the physics of that. Texter writes, Tara, at least he's being consistent that guns kill people on their own. Let's see. Texter writes, we went to North Carolina over Thanksgiving break and experienced the same thing you did with masks. We walked into a Walmart there and several restaurants. Hold on. Let me stop this from advancing so I could read it. We walked into a Walmart there and several restaurants and were the only ones who didn't have masks on. It was an eye-opener for me. I know. See, that's the thing. I was having this conversation with my boss, actually. He was saying, you know, COVID's over. Maybe we shouldn't talk about it anymore. This was a little while ago, and I was like, it's not over. Oh, no, it's just getting started. You know, people around here are sick of it. No, I get it. No, I don't disagree. I mean, you look around, it's over. You go to a sporting event, over. There's like two elderly people in masks, right? There's always a two. And I get it. I understand. They may be immune compromised or whatever. I totally get it. But that's it. There's always one or two at the store. But that's done here. And then you go to a place like D.C. It's not over. You can see why the left is doing this. Because they may not be able to lock us down. But those people in D.C., man, if their left-wing leaders told them, hey, everyone you see without a mask, tackle them. Just knock them out. They would. They'd do it. It is freak show stuff. I mean, it's just the compliance. And though I guess the part to me that was so weird walking around D.C., was there was no compliance mechanism. There's nobody enforcing it. And when nobody was enforcing it around here, you remember what it was like. Half the people had the mask under their nose. And they were shuffling along, you know, and if they had to talk to someone, they pulled it off like Joe Biden. You know, they were not in it. They were not into it. It was doing the bare minimum to be able to go grocery shopping. These people aren't like that. They're zealots. I had a guy very aggressively come up to me and inform me that I had to put my mask on. Just some guy. And I was like, okay. I was very, because they are very aggressive. You will not find that here. I never once had that here the whole time. But it happened in D.C., right outside the metro, one of the Union Station. Guy came up to very forceful. He scared my son. You got to put a mask on. You don't have a mask on. You guys are ready. Okay, sir. Cool. That's cool. I know. I understand. Great. I will. Just cool. And I just kept walking. And that happened to us several times. Well, they were only there for 3 days. I've never experienced it here. It is a totally different mentality. So when you're watching this spin, you're rolling your eyes, going, nobody believes that. They do in blue areas. And the left can still take out half the economy that way. It's enough to hurt us and take us down. And probably enough to get the election rules suspended in blue areas again. So they can do what they do. Texture writes, hey, Tara, the Publix at Hillcrest in Spartanburg was very different from the Publix at Thornblade on Poplar Springs in Duncan. Way more masks in downtown Spartanburg. Really? Spartanburg? Seriously? Well, you got to go to D.C. or somewhere. It'll blow your mind. They are into it. Into it. And anything the media tells them, they believe it. So that's why they're still... Democrats know they still got a hold on half the country with this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.